think I'll remember this forever. When Wednesday, December 6th, 12:30 p.m. You know, there's some dates that like stick in you. And Wednesday, December 6th is a really special date for me.
Hi, I'm John Yeager, and this is Bloodworks 101, the award-winning podcast brought to you by your friends here at Bloodworks Northwest that's designed to inspire you to donate either time, money, or blood. The voice you heard right there belongs to Mark Dice Ryan, a marketing strategist and consultant here in the Seattle area who we've been lucky enough to work with over the last 3 years. Mark's been one of those behind the Music's in Our Blood campaign, the Save Her Life, Save a Life campaign, and the Young Bloods campaign. All of these efforts have been designed to look for new donors in new areas. Mark is one of those gay and bisexual men who, because of the FDA's new guidelines affecting blood donors, can now donate blood. Well, as of December 6th, Mark could donate. That's why he called it a really special day. Over the years on countless strategy meetings here at Bloodworks, I've come to know Mark. He is as funny as he is creative. Okay, Mark is a marketing strategist and consultant. Well, that's what his LinkedIn profile says. But here's how Mark Dice Ryan describes what he does.
I'm a strategist, visionary, dot connector, and a lover of our community.
I'll say. And you've been involved with promoting blood donation for, I'm thinking the past 3 years that our nonprofits worked with your, with DS Connect. Tell me about what you've learned about the blood banking industry in those 3 years.
Well, it's been interesting because the last time I gave blood was probably 4 decades ago, nearly, right? I don't even remember that experience. But when I had a conversation with Sue Nixon, the CMO at Bloodworks, back in the spring of 2021, I remember that conversation very clearly because it was during the mass vaccination sites and trying to cut through the clutter and surface in the news cycle at that time. I just realized that Bloodworks couldn't just keep screaming for blood donors. That there was, my thought was, how do we have other communities tell their story that inspire and encourage others to donate blood? Now, with that said, we did that. And we've been doing that with the music community and the culinary community and some of the folks in the sports community. And with that said, all along the way, I've got to hear and witness and be part of people's incredible journey, whether for themselves or others. And you know what sucked about that, John? Is that I didn't get to participate. I wasn't allowed to participate. And there's a lot of feelings that come along with that. But when I heard I was allowed to participate, I just giggled right then a little bit, but I actually got a big smile on my face. And I looked at the date and I went online and I said, you know what? I've been helping and encouraging and informing and inspiring and calling people to action to do this. And now I get to go experience this. Again, like I said, I don't recall many years ago doing that. So away I went. I live on the east side, East Renton Highlands. And I went to the Renton Donor Center and I signed up. And I think I'll remember this forever. When Wednesday, December 6th, 12:30 p.m. You know, there's some dates that like stick in you. And Wednesday, December 6th is a really special day for me. And so what I really loved about it when I pulled up is I was like, oh, my God, this parking lot's full. But there's a little sign that says blood donor park here. I'm like, wow, that was kind of special. So I pull up. I walk in and just keep in mind, like, I've never experienced any of this. I've heard so much about it over the past couple of years, but I've never experienced it. So I went in. I'm like, I had no clue what I was doing. The morning of, I filled out a form that needed to be filled out. I don't remember what they call it exactly. The pre-donation
questionnaire.
Yeah, the questionnaire. And so
the screening document, right?
Yeah, the screening document. So I had that all filled out, which was nice. I went to the front desk. I gave them my name and they said, please have a seat. Thank you for being here. It felt nice, really nice gentleman at the front desk, and people were lovely. I did notice that I was the young chick, which was interesting, which also makes me realize that diversification in the blood supply in many different ways, both from BIPOC perspective, but as well as an age perspective, is something really important. As we know, 25% of the blood supply prior to the pandemic were high school students. So I was observing a lot of things, and people were watching me observing and taking photos and things because I was fascinated. It was the experience. I felt very secure there. I want to say that it felt like a medical facility, but in a really good way. Like, it felt fresh. It felt clean. I felt like everyone there cared that I was there, and that they were going to take care of me. Because one of the things that sucks about me, quite honestly, I was concerned about, this was my big concern, my veins suck. And so sometimes when they like poke, you know, when you like get your blood drawn for the doctor and get your labs done, good Lord, some of those people will just poke forever. And I hate that.
Well, I tell people when they go in to donate, you give blood at the doctor's office when they're getting a blood draw, but it's actually more comfortable. It's less painful when you have the needles that we have, which are akin to hospital instruments. And so it's, and I tell people this all the time, Mark, and it's like, okay, I can say that in the abstract, but then when they go in, and very often it's reporters who I know, and they'll go in because I've invited them, so I feel compelled to go and accompany them, and they look at me, and to a person it's always the same response: this didn't hurt at all. Are you guys done? Have you started? Did you get the needle in? So it what was abstract and you know, out there as a sort of a talking point for you for years, all of a sudden that morning it became real.
It totally became real. As I'm sitting in that chair, I see this young lady come around the corner. Her name was Sam. She says, Mark, yeah, come on in. So I go down, it's kind of like her little medical office, and I sit in the chair. And just the look in her eyes, like, it makes me feel emotional inside right now. Like, she cared that I was there. She wanted to take care of me. I told her that I told her my story. Like, I had, and she was just so grateful. And she even said to me, I'm so honored that I'm here with you today because I get to do this. And I'm so excited. And I had no clue what to do. So, you know, she takes my finger and, you know, because they need to make sure
the
you have a mom iron. And,
iron level, yep.
You know, and
I tell people that hurts more than the actual donation.
That stings it more. Totally, just,
okay.
Does.
Yep. So she did that. Got
she
your
did
blood.
That. Pressure. She took my blood pressure, which I was freaking out about too, and it was actually good. So that was nice. And then she just took me out to this chair into this. There's this. You know, you could tell it was a new facility, but into the seat where you get your blood drawn. And again, I was concerned about that poke, but Sam was like super confident. And I'm like, girl, don't be so confident. I've heard this before. And so we sit down there and she makes me squeeze the squeeze ball and get that blood pumping. And the next thing you know, she's, you know, alcohol swab. And she goes, you can watch, you don't have to watch, it doesn't matter.
If you have an issue with needles, now's the time to look away, yeah. Is what they say. Yep,
and,
yep.
And I opted to look away just in case. All of a sudden she goes, do you want me to tell you when I'm going in or not? And I said, it doesn't matter. And all of a sudden I was like, I think she just did it. But I said, did you do it? She goes, yep. She goes, oh, you've got a great flow. I was like, great flow? What's a great flow? Well, you know, apparently these needles are a little bit bigger than normal, but like you said, they're like, I think, less painful, and they get it right the first time. And it allows that flow of the blood to go into the bag. And so I continue to squeeze on the little ball. And then about midway through, I felt something thud, 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 little tap, 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 right where they were, the blood was flowing. So I said to her, I said, hey, I'm feeling a little thud, 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 tap, tap, tap. What's going on? She said, oh, that's the valve. I'm like, valve? She's like, yeah, in your veins, you have valves. And so it's just on a valve. And so we'll just move it around, which, so I'm learning all along the way here. And so then it went away and it was fine. And, you know, the whole experience, I think I was there sitting in that chair for like 10 minutes. And the one thing she said to me that stuck with me, and I knew this before, that when you have the bags of blood and they go to Fred Hutch or a hospital or wherever, people have the option of clicking on that QR code and thanking you for helping to save their life. And the other thing that I didn't know that really stuck with me, Sam said, was that actually you'll either get an email or a text from BloodWorks telling you when that blood's been used. And so I just sat in there realizing that, you know, how long I had been working with BloodWorks and the incredible people like you, John, like the team that I've been working with for so many years, I just can't say enough of, and that I now got to participate in telling and doing and saying all of those things along the way, like 1 hour to give one pint to save one life. And I was doing it. I did it. I did it. And okay. Then Helen was there taking pictures, which wasn't the most thrilling, but at the end, she brought me a cookie and got a juice and had great conversations with some of the other volunteers there. And they did tell me, like, don't exercise vigorously and don't, well, little did I know that exercising vigorously can also be a 2 mile walk. So I came home and walked the dogs that afternoon, and about halfway through, I'm like, ay, 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 they mean rest. They don't mean going on a 2 mile hike with the dog.
It's an excuse not to do chores around the house. I just can't empty the dishwasher today. I was told to rest.
Oh, so I came home and I rested. But you know, I was so inspired by that experience that by the time the night was over, I had already counted 56 days from when I donated blood, because I know every 56 days you can donate blood. And again, like in my throat right now, it's just this emotion of like, in 56 days, I get to donate blood again. And I went online and I registered, and it was like so easy to do that.
And we're, you know, and it's a simple act that doesn't take that long, that doesn't hurt, that saves a life. And there is no hyperbole there at all. I mean, we can't mass produce manufactured blood yet. So until that day comes, we need blood from people. And to the tune of, and I've heard you on stage and talking to reporters and talking to, you know, teens with where the heart lives, and at several other venues throughout the year. And now it's real for you. And now it's saying, you know what, the blood that I gave that day actually is going to save a life. And there's no discounting that. You know, it's the one simple thing that everybody can do. And now, at last, we can reach out into different communities. And it's about time. And I'm so glad that it's happened. You and I talked at length about, I don't know if there's any way to guess how many more people are going to donate now. Now, in terms of, I imagine that there's some bitterness. I talked to Dylan Smith, who's gay down in Portland. And I said, and he, again, works for us and had to tell people, other people in the community, when they came in to donate, that they can't. And so I asked Dylan whether he was bitter, And I sensed a little bit of that in your voice when you started to talk about this. Has that bitterness lingered at all?
No, I don't even think about it anymore.
So it's not there.
It's not there. And it's not there, not to make people feel pushy or guilty or anything. It's not there because I actually did it. And now I'm just on to the other side. And the other side is that I get to go save lives then. I get to save several lives a year if I choose to do so. And it's very easy. It's very easy to do. And that's why I'm even motivated now more than ever to create opportunities and partnerships and to engage with a variety of different communities. Because I feel like if people had the experience that I had, which my understanding is that's what the experience always is, if they had that experience, we're not going to always be running around with our heads cut off. Maybe not a good analogy. always running around screaming for people to donate blood. Please help. Emergency. We need blood. It's a very simple process. In our world today, we often feel hopeless. We feel helpless. We feel hopeless. There's so much crazy things going on in the world. Locally, regionally, state, nationally, certainly globally. But you know what? This is one thing that we can do to make the world a better place, literally. And it's pretty awesome.
Man, I'm loving this. Thank you so much. Is there anything I haven't asked you that you feel is important to add at this point, besides donate blood?
No. Yeah, donate blood. And I honestly think it's just, if more people like me would come forth to just talk about it, I mean, just my whole experience, like I haven't done it in years, blah, 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 this is my experience. Because I don't think people know, Bloodworks does a great job of telling people, but in the big picture, I'm not sure if people really listen, take time to listen, stop and think about, where do they go? How do they do it? What do they fill out? It's really simple. It's so simple. Just go to bloodworksnw.org. Click the button. Click on how to donate blood. Click on the next button. And the next thing you know, there's a little sign for you to park outside the written donation facility and you get a cookie afterwards. Okay, just do it.
Mark Dice Ryan. Marketing strategist, consultant, dot connector, and lover of our community. And as of December 6th, 2023, you can add blood donor, lifesaver. If you'd like to join Mark on this life-saving mission and show your love for our community, just go to bloodworksnw.org and click on Schedule a Donation. And that just about wraps it up for this edition of Bloodworks 101. I'm your host, John Yeager. See you next time.